Well, what makes news in these rugged financial times is when big corporations eliminate sometimes tens of thousands of jobs, just like this week GM and Chrysler said they're going to cut another 47,000. None of it's good news. But what about the backbone of business, the small business that may have to trim down and percentage-wise when it comes to workforce, maybe even bigger than some of the big dogs? Joining us this morning is Lloyd Chapman, and he is the president of the American Small Business League. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Russ. How you doing?
Good. Now, in your vernacular, define a small business for us.
Well, in my vernacular, a small business would be a company with less than 100 employees. But the federal government defines a small business these days as actually Fortune 500 corporations and companies in Europe.
No kidding. Well, in the big picture, how do small businesses compare to giant corporations in percentage of American jobs?
Well, let's see here. According to the latest U.S. Census Bureau data, companies with fewer than 20 employees make up 90% of all U.S. firms and create more than 97% of all new jobs. So if you're trying to create jobs in America, you would focus all those funds on small businesses. Large corporations in this country haven't created one net new job since 1977.
And bring this home for us. Where does Florida rank nationally in small businesses?
Florida is third. And 99% of businesses in Florida are small businesses.
All right. Well, Barack Obama signed the new stimulus package this week in Denver. Your opinion of that, and is it going to trickle down to the small businessman?
I don't think so. In fact, I believe that 99% of Florida businesses will be excluded from the stimulus bill, and I'll tell you why. The stimulus bill doesn't contain a single line of legislation that directs these funds to small businesses. So think about a piece of legislation that's designed to create jobs, and it ignores the companies that create 97% of the new jobs. That doesn't make sense, does it?
No, it does not.
And unfortunately, since 2003, about 15 federal investigations have come out that have shown that most small business contracts in the last 7 years have actually gone to Fortune 500 corporations. So let's just say this. There's companies in Holland that get more U.S. government small business contracts than any small business in the state of Florida.
That's a scary statistic.
How about that?
That's a scary one. All right. Now, the American Small Business League, were you guys lobbying against the stimulus package? And if you were against it, what are you for?
We weren't really against it. We were just trying to get one phrase put into the stimulus bill that we thought would have really made it effective. You know, the Small Business Act was passed in 1953, and it was an economic stimulus bill. And that's what the Small Business Administration is for. The Small Business Administration is there to implement this economic stimulus bill passed in 53, and it defines a small business as being independently owned. So we wanted one sentence in the stimulus bill that says the federal government would no longer report awards to publicly traded companies as small business awards. And that would have redirected around $100 billion a year in government contracts back to legitimate small businesses. It would have more than doubled the volume of federal contracts to Florida. But no matter what we did, we issued a press release every day for a month. And we contacted every member of the House and Senate. We tried to contact to President Obama's office, and they just wouldn't do it. And so, again, I think it's reasonable to think that if you're trying to create jobs, you've got to direct those funds to the small businesses that create 97% of jobs. And the stimulus bill just completely ignores those firms. And if people want to see more about this, they can go to our website, ASBL. We also have about a half a dozen videos on YouTube that are under ASBL or Lloyd Chapman people can look at.
You know, Dad used to say, if something doesn't make sense, look for a financial connection. Is that because small businesses make up a smaller percentage of the money that goes to campaign contributions?
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. There's a little coincidence here, and it looks like about 98% of the money that the government is going to spend to try to stimulate the economy just happens to go to some of the biggest contributors to congressional campaigns.
Isn't it funny how that happens?
Yeah, coincidence.
Well, now, do you feel you were being fought on this or simply ignored by legislators?
We were being fought. And think of it this way. In 2005, the SBA Inspector General came out with a report called 515, and it said one of the biggest challenges facing the Small Business Administration and the entire federal government were that large businesses are getting government small business contracts. The investigations seem to indicate around $100 billion a year in these small business contracts are going to mainly about 20 of the nation's top defense contractors. How much money do you think they're spending lobbying Congress to keep that $100 billion a year in government contracts?
All right, we're down about a minute here. What kind of action advice would you have for small business owners and small business managers listening this morning?
I'd get mad. Your government's cheating you. During the last 7 years, they've diverted almost $1 trillion in government small business contracts that should be going to the middle-class economy in Florida to large corporations. I'd contact your senator, your congressman. I'd call the Florida State Chamber of Commerce and the governor's office. I would do something if I were, you know, in Florida. Florida is definitely getting cheated, and you're not going to see any money on the stimulus bill, and I would do something about it.
All right, Lloyd, give us your website one more time.
It's ASBL, and we've got videos on YouTube under ASBL or Lloyd Chapman people can see.
Sounds great. Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League, we thank you for your time this morning. Go get them.
Thank you so much, Russ.